So we
Lost Talk Radio.
The opening of the show.
The Great Zach Tate Show. Everything you were never taught about love, life, sex, relationships, politics, race, the government, and more. The Great Zach Tate's real life, real talk, and unapologetic style of delivery will make you beg for more. He is the truth and the life. And now, The Great Zach Tate Show on Real Life, Real Faith Network at blogtalkradio.com.
I try to stop you. Gotta keep going. Oh, it's the Great Zach Tate Show back again. So hopefully our Blog Talk Radio is now up and swinging. Those who need to call in, 929-477-3213. That's 929-477-3213. So once again, let me just hit one button. Testing. Bring this down. Bring this up a little. And we are loud and clear. So, Blog Talk Radio, Instagram Live, Facebook Live, Periscope Live, The Great Zach Tate Show, up and moving and popping. So, now that we are on and popping, caller, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right. Do you like to add anything to the show right now?
No, I'm just learning from your wisdom.
Okay, thank you very much, and God bless you. So the phone number is 929-477-3213. It's 929-477-3213. For those of you who are new to the show, we are Instagram Live, Facebook Live, and Periscope Live. So, to the issue at hand. Kay Spade killed herself, committed suicide. Some people believe that your life is your own. You have the ability to do so and terminate. However, before clicking over to Blog Talk Radio, what I wanted to express was that the process of depression, thinking ill, and not finding favor in your own life. Author TJ Hope joining in on Instagram Live. Thanks for your love. Thanks for your support. So once again, what I wanted to talk about was the suicide. How does one decide that they want to self-terminate? First and foremost, let me let you know that the way that the human body and psyche is designed, it is designed that one is not able to self-terminate. For you to decide to take yourself out, you are going against every law of nature as well as your own will. So you know how you get those voices inside your head? You have a conscience, you have a subconscious, you have an ego, an alter ego, but the main voice that kind of talks to us is oftentimes the voice that we lie to, the voice that we have a conversation with. And a lot of times, you know, you see people who live in these fantasy lands and they don't like people like me to come around and tell the truth because they can't live out their fantasy. So a lot of those people have certain conversations with themselves that are often troubling because it's the truth. When you live under self-deception and you continuously lie to yourself about what your reality is, when the truth comes along, it affects you in a tremendous way. However, there are certain lies that people tell themselves that the majority of people may see as true. For instance, there may be a level of hopelessness. I'm going to apply some conjecture in this situation and make an assumption, which I don't like to do, or a presumption, that based on the failure of Kate Spade's marriage, she may have internalized those messages to believe that she in some form or way was a failure or failing. I know a lot of times that women internalize issues in their relationships as a flaw in their character. For instance, if he don't want me, I must not be good. And if I'm not any good, then what's the sense? And then what's the sense? Nothing is really good anymore because I don't know how to be happy. I made him in charge of my happiness. And now that he's gone, what do I have left? I wasted all this time. I don't have ability to meet anybody new because I'm old. And now, woe is me. Life is not worth living. I just feel like killing myself. Now, let me tell you something about these hypocrites that always talk about, oh, how could you be so weak? And how could you reach that point of killing yourself? If we all had a button that we could press to say, I want to stop this pain forever, I'm going to press this button. Half of our population would have pressed that button already. Because we are told these images about strength, but we are not given strength reinforcement with tools and lessons from childhood of how to tap into our inner strength. We are told theoretically that, hey, life is great. Life is worth the living. Life is what you make it. But our circumstances that we are born into, forced into, stuck with, so on and so forth, compels many of us to think negatively or think through anger or think through a level of hopelessness. This level of hopelessness is not an overnight thing. Allow me to help you understand that hopelessness is a process. Roxanne Shante is live on Instagram Live. Thank you for your love and your support. Ray Ray from around the way, comedian extraordinaire, is now on Facebook Live. Thanks for your support. Super shout out to everybody that's showing support to the Gray Zack Tate Show. So the process of depression and feeling bad is often one that we feed, we give power to. Hopelessness starts from one negative thought. Think of a snowball. The snowball is your thought. And I want you to know that your mind is so creative and so great that it can forge, build, and solidify your own destruction if you feed that spirit. So when that little snowflake of sadness comes in, what we lack as a culture, as a country, and as a people, brown and black people, is emotional intelligence. For those of you who read Whipped Cream or Doodle, please don't give all the answers. But when you lack emotional intelligence, you say, I'm mad, when really you're disappointed. You say, I'm angry, when really you're just anxious. You feel and say that life is not real, life is not worth living, when in all reality you are just feeling weak and stuck at the moment. And in your time of weakness, there's always somebody available that you could pick up a phone, a text, an email to say, help, this is what I'm feeling. If there are questions, because that's what hopelessness does. You have one unanswered question to another unanswered question, and you sink into this very low and dark place. And in that sinking, this is where the self-deception comes in. This is where you're feeding the spirit negative messages about who you are. This is where you put your greatness takes a back seat because you're pushing it with so much head trash. And that snowball and those flakes starts picking up and starts evolving into something greater because how many of y'all took a day off work just to stress out? How many of y'all stopped your money because of your emotional state? How many of us can get so caught up in feeling low, we don't even want the idea of feeling. Let me tell you something about feeling low. I used to be so stressed out that I would go to sleep stressed out, right? Wake up and not be stressed out. And then in the process of trying to start my day, I will ask myself, you know, what was you upset about? Oh, yeah, I remember what I was stressing out. And pick it right back up like it's a pair of glasses. Pick up my stress and wear it for the rest of the day like it's a pair of glasses. And see my vision. My vision will be through one of misery and stress. When you're miserable and you feed in misery, everybody's, good morning, what the fuck is good about this morning? Oh, you busy calling? You just upset because that is the vision and that is the spirit that you are walking with. So how does someone who has everything want to end their life? Well, this is very clear. What she did not have was a peace of mind. And when you pick up the book, Whipped Cream or Doodle, you understand that pessimism is a spirit and something you build like muscular strength. Being pessimistic, thinking negative, thinking level of hopelessness is a exercise. It is something that you are committed to that creates a level of conditioning that you go on a regular basis to influence, induce, and perfect. All the way to the point where optimism doesn't even come into play. Or y'all get hyped, y'all read a book like The Secret, y'all get hyped and start sitting down for one night. Oh, I'm going to be a millionaire. Wake up. Damn, it didn't work. Oh, it don't work no more. Let me go back to being pessimistic. No, you built all these muscular strength of hopelessness, and you do one set of optimism and say, I quit. No. So here's a big thing about hopelessness that we cover in the book Whipped Cream and Doodle. There are people who are shitters in life. They will shit all over your dreams. They will shit all over your optimism. They will shit over your happy spirit. Oh, what the hell are you so happy about? Is how they talk. You cannot allow people like that to be able to influence you in your circle, in your bed, or in your life. If people don't make you better, you have to remove them. I was listening to a Mary J. song. I caught a piece of it and like, how can you make me do something? Like, how can you improve me is like the theme of the song. I don't know the exact words. But that is the answer that I ask everybody. In your circles, do you have people that make you better? 929-477-3213, 929-477-3213, The Great Zach Tate Show. How does somebody like Kate Spade take her life? How does somebody with multi-millions have the world at her fingertips and have a child, have a teenage child, kill himself? And she didn't even go out like calm way to swallow some pills or overdose or go to sleep and never wake up. She said, nah, she was determined to end herself if, in fact, it was truly a suicide. So now what happens is in this state, if any of you find yourself, if you find yourself in a state of depression, hopelessness, feeling down, feeling like you are ready to give up, I beg you to call me now at 929-477-3213. 929-477-3213. Cause anger in your children don't have to go to school and shoot people that bleed them. Homicide prevention, people don't go to work with guns or people don't shoot people who are not causing them any harm, physical harm, or threat to them. And I go for the police too. There's a level of hopelessness, disregard for human life and for your own life when you are taking the process of feeling so low that you feel there's no other way out but to self-destruct and self-terminate. That is a serious thing. And it is important for me to get the message out today and utilize the skills and the words in the book, Whipped Cream and Doodle, to help anybody who's listening, watching, tuning in, replaying this, whoever, this may help today. And if you feel you have something that you can add to people to help them and prevent them from getting this low, feel free to call in 929-477-3213. 929-477-3213. Great Zach Tate Show. So I'm going to take a short break and get right back to you. Show 929-477-3213. We're talking about depression, suicide, Kate Spade, suicide, a level of hopelessness, and feeding the spirit of hopelessness, which causes your own demise. So as I was saying earlier, if you're just tuning in, thank you for tuning in. Big Sis Tina Anderson, Crane tuning in on Facebook Live. We are on Instagram Live, Facebook Live, Periscope Live, and Blog Talk Radio, where you can call in at 929-477-3213. So how does somebody get to the point of hopelessness and depression where they fall so low that they decide to self-destruct? In the book, Whipped Cream and Doodle, it is a guide on teaching you how to find happiness, how to reach out to optimism, so that you do not fall into the same path. If anybody who's listening to this or watching this is really feeling down and depressed and needs someone to talk to, feel free to call in at 929-477-3213. So, as I was saying earlier, when you surround yourself with people who are not optimistic, all they do is tend to help you feed this loneliness, this helplessness. Now, this is particular for marijuana smokers. I want you to keep something in mind. People, alcoholics and marijuana smokers, when you are already taking a depressant, something that's taking you low, something that's making you think abnormal, something that's taking you to the point where you are just moving in a slow, intoxicated, or weed high, and you start giving yourself these messages. Nobody can lie to you better than you can lie to yourself. Nobody can romance you better than you romance yourself. Nobody could gas you up and build a fantasy about who you are better than you can do that for yourself. So when you sit down and convince yourself that life is hopeless, you don't want to see the whipped cream of life. You don't want to see any form of optimism. You don't want to see a comedy. You don't want to pull out of it. People giving, just cheer up. Just look at it different. You don't want to hear that. And the reason why you don't want to hear that is because you have fed yourself. The only voice that is soothing, that changes your mental state, is your own. Right now, whatever you're facing, right now, whatever you're going through, right now, whatever you bullshitting on, it takes your own voice to put you and motivate you in action. Somebody could inspire you. However, it is your voice that clicks to make the choice. Yes, depression is a horrible disease. Big Mama Tina Parsons is on. Hey, Ma, how you doing? So, with depression, I'm going to go on the line to say it is not a disease. I suffered from depression for for many, many years. And I would say that it is not a disease, but it is a weakness. And the difference between dis-ease and weakness, you can't catch depression. Somebody can't cough on you and make you depressed. Some people say, even my daughter will argue the point that I think it's hereditary, Dad. It's passed down from one generation to the other because my mother suffered from depression. But what we all have in common, for those of us who stressed a lot and were depressed, is we did not feed our mind the ability to see the whipped cream in life. What we did is we fed our mind hopelessness. We fed our mind the inability to overcome. We did not feed our mind determination. We did not fill our time with things that were productive in building us up mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. So how does somebody get filled up mentally? Well, the way you get filled up mentally is you either listen to or you read stuff like Whipped Cream or Doodle that's going to inspire you and give you positive messages and positive reinforcement. How does one get emotional strength? You get emotional strength first and foremost by creating emotional intelligence. If you don't know what emotion you're feeling, you don't know how to deal with it. So now, when you want to be spiritually fed, Big Homie High School tuning in. So now, when you want to be spiritually fed, how does one get spiritually fed? One gets spiritually fed by surrounding themselves with other positive spirits. You know that person that always want to make everybody laugh, that's always positive, that's always optimistic? Let me tell you, a miserable person, because when I was miserable, I would hate that type of person. Person's a clown. He just want to jokey joke all the time. I ain't got no time for him, yada, 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 yada. Instead of saying, you know, this is the type of person I need around me to lift up my spirit. How do we get spiritually sound? You engage in activities that's going to lift up your spirit and prevent it from being low. How we lift up our spirit? We either do it with rejoicing, we do it with singing, we do it with prayer, we do it with worship, we do it with congregation, or through meditation. I ain't talking about no abracadabra, hocus pocus, running to the altar, listening to some pastor, just giving you some hype to get you through next week. No, I'm talking about messages that are being conveyed to you that's reinforcing the most powerful force in your world, and that's your own voice. I'm talking about things that pushes and propels you to be mighty, strong, and the greatest. The whipped cream. How do I get to the whipped cream in life and stop embracing the shit? Because Kate Spade, as far as I'm concerned, and it's always from the outside looking in, grass always looks greener on the other side, yada, yada, yada. To me, if I had the wealth, fame, and freedoms of Kate and Ann Spade, I believe that ain't a damn thing could get me that low because I would be doing backstrokes in the whipped cream of life. Self-employment for many of us is so liberating that we don't have the time to get depressed or sad. But let me tell you something else in speaking about that. You have something to say and you feel you can add to the show, 929-477-3213. That's 929-477-3213. If you need the number and you're not picking up, you don't understand, all you got to do is put it in the comments. Mike Boogie, Harlem Legend, thanks for tuning in. It's 929-477-3213. So let me tell you something about hopelessness and depression too. A lot of it is because your lack of gratitude. A lot of times we complain. What is a complaint? A complaint is a coward's excuse for not taking action. And anything you complain about is because you refuse or you're afraid of taking the necessary action that you need to take to make your life the greatest life possible. So when you wake up in the morning and you don't have a God to thank, you don't have nothing to fight hopelessness. When you wake up in the morning and you can't look around your circumstances and say, damn, I've been through worse. This about to be a breeze. You don't have nothing to fight hopelessness. When you are engaged in relationships, or even worse, women, when you are too afraid to get into a relationship because you ain't getting no affection, you ain't getting no love, you ain't getting no support, you don't have a voice on the other side of the phone that cares about you, loves you, and show you that you are appreciated. When you don't have that, you have nothing to fight depression, R-O-B-B. So if you keep robbing yourself of whatever is making you feel good, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, financially, sexually, you're dead. You are a zombie. You are literally walking around dead because you don't want to embrace life. It's either life or death. The in-between is the walking dead. And I promise you that Kate Spade did not look around, take a step back, right? Instead of self-destructing and self-terminate, because let me be clear, once again, for those of you who are tuning late, we are Instagram Live, Facebook Live, Periscope Live, and Blog Radio. You could call in 929-477-3213. Let me be very clear that a lot of people engage in suicidal behavior. What is suicidal behavior? All right, let me give you an example. Financially, things ain't the way I want them to be. So what do I do? I say, you know what? I'm going to start slinging bricks of cocaine again. Suicidal behavior. Look at a circumstance. I don't like the way it is. I go to something completely irrational to try to get myself out of the situation. Or just in my misery. Bronze Breed said, every individual is responsible for their own happiness. That is a fact. But what we forget to remember, Bronze Breed, BX Breed, is you are in charge of your happiness. You, and you are solely responsible for your happiness. What we do is get into these mystical relationships and we start giving other people charge over our happiness. No good. Basura. Can't work. You cannot put somebody else in charge of your happiness or believe that when you get in a relationship, you're going to bring half and they're going to bring half and together y'all going to be whole. It don't work like that. Because when that person steps off, what's left for you? Where you at when that person leaves your life and step off? You are stuck with a state of confusion again? No. Build yourself up with optimism. Build yourself up with positive messages. Give yourself that spiritual exercise where you start doing sets. One of the methods that I have used, and I always, if you read Whipped Cream or Doodle, if you haven't, go out and buy it now. Order it now. If you have a Kindle Unlimited, it's free. You can download. It's not that expensive. BXP said, that's a fact. Everybody must bring me all the 100. That way, if we split, I still got my 100. Yeah, okay. And that just created a poor connection, but we back. So now, when you lift yourself up, if you read Whipped Cream and Doodle, as I suggest in the book, is the spiritual exercise, one of the spiritual exercises that I have is I listen to positive messages as soon as I wake up. I don't check Instagram, I don't check Twitter, I don't check text, I don't check Facebook. After waking up and thanking my God for raising me up another day, the next thing that I do is I hit YouTube, positive messages, and I walk my way into the bathroom, sit on the throne, and handle my business while I'm listening to motivational speakers who are going to uplift my spirit and help me get through the day. If you have another method or something better, feel free to call in 929-477-3213. If your music, you know, somebody told me today what they like about me is I made my car my university because I listen to YouTube while I'm driving on things that teach me things. And one of the things that I had to learn was how to stop being depressed, stop being weak. As I said earlier, I think saying it's a disease is like it's not your fault. Like it takes away the responsibility of you. If you're going to be happy, you have to make it your business to stay happy. You have to make your business keeping your mind and your spirit right and balanced. Now, here's the difference when we start talking about happiness. There's a difference between joy and happiness. Having a long-term relationship with someone that you have a great understanding with that's going to fill you up and give you love is joy. Freaking off with two other women in a menage a trois is some happiness. One lasts forever, is wholesome, adds to your spirit, your mind, and your household. One is going to wear you out, tie you down, and only lasts for a short period. The problem with black and brown people is they seek happiness more than they seek joy. And it is clear that Kate Spade had many moments of happiness, but she never found joy in her life either. So maybe I need to take the statement back that it's only black and brown people and it's all me. You, as an individual, have to find the whipped cream in life. What is the whipped cream? The whipped cream are the things that bring you joy. Look at your children. They bring you joy. That's the whipped cream. You get that check and you say, yes, okay, this can help me make an improvement in life. That's the whipped cream. When you look around and say, I don't live in a cage. I don't live in poverty. I know where my next meal is coming from. Boom, that is the whipped cream. Hey, Mickey Oliver Baker, thanks for tuning in on Facebook Live. We must reach the whipped cream in life. We must get rid of the shit in life. Order the book. It'll be more clear to you what I'm talking about. Because when you truly embrace the whipped cream and you truly start enjoying your joy, nobody can take that away from you because you understand that you are solely responsible for it. So I'm going to give y'all a few minutes to call in if you want to, 929-477-3213. That's 929-477-3213, 929-477-3213. Before I end the show, I'll take some calls, or I'm just going to wrap it up in conclusion. Kate Spade has reached the low, and in that low, she has built up a message of hopelessness. It did not go from one extreme of happiness to the extreme of helplessness. Kate Spade has been battling her own demons that she fed, nurtured, and allowed to grow. Those demons are like savage puppies that you keep feeding and feeding, and they get so big that they consume you. This is not an overnight thing that happened. It is a process. And if you wake up with gratitude, you kill that demon a little bit. If you embrace the whipped cream of life, you kill those negative demons. If you make up your mind that you are going to be responsible for your own happiness, you're killing those demons. If you say to yourself, fuck it, I'm going to be so joyful, I'm not letting nothing get in my way. Oftentimes, people say, how they treating you down there? I always say, how I allowed them. People say, how you doing? You having a good day? My response is always, all my days are good because bad days are a choice. No matter what's going on in my life, they could call me right now, God forbid, tell me the closest person to me has died. I can look at the whipped cream of it by saying, boy, we had some great times. Based on them being dead, I really have to appreciate my life more. Let me make some adjustments so I can really live life further to the fullest and represent them well. Mickey Oliver Baker said it was just alarming to me because she left a note for her daughter. That's the level of hopelessness you can reach. You can go all the way so low in these negative feelings that it will cause you to let your daughter know I'm leaving you and it's not your fault, but I'm going to leave you to suffer and deal with all this pain. How selfish can you be? I could tell you, though, you get so low, so disappointed in life, and you feed yourself the bullshit. All you get is the doodle. You feed yourself the doodle. You eat up the doodle. You surround yourself with the doodle. You discuss the doodle. Why? Because you're not embracing the whipped cream. I beg you, if you are suffering with this, you are playing this back, you're repeating it, you put it on YouTube, whatever you're getting this information that I'm giving you today, run out. Read Whipped Cream and Doodle. Not because I wrote it. This is not no gimmick for you to spend some money for me. No. This is for you to understand that in life is a matter of how we look at it, man. BXB said the good part about a bad day is tomorrow is going to be a better day. If we listen to what you said, Rob, and being responsible for our happiness. Every day is a good day if we make up our mind. And I'm not going to sit up here like I'll be running around smiling all day and kicking my heels and I'm all happy. Nah, I look at bills and I start wanting to go right to the shit and start feeding myself shit. No. I catch myself on a regular basis, get to the whipped cream, leave the shit alone. Well, this is Great Zach Tate. Nobody feel like calling in tonight. I am hoping that if you're in a state of hopelessness, that this show has helped you. I hope that your heart is a little less heavy if you are feeling low. If you are feeling down and out, understand that you are responsible for your happiness. And nobody, anywhere, at any time, can steal your happiness unless you allow them. Because you are your greatest creator of happiness or depression. Spirit that you feed, and you need to starve the spirit of depression and hopelessness and overstuff. Make your happy spirit very fat so that you can live on whatever happens.
You've been listening to The Great Zach Tate Show, a production of Real Life, Real Faith Media in conjunction with Elisa Gabriel Entertainment. Thank you for listening to the Real Life, Real Faith Network on BlogTalkRadio.com.